when you started CARES, how many families were you serving?
When we first took over in late 16, early 17, they had about 130 families, give or take, that received food, and that number grew a little bit. We were probably up to about 140, 150 families by the time we took it over in later 17 and early 18.
Okay. And most recently, I know you've had a big surge in need due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So could you talk a little bit about that?
I will. Let me just share with you, too, that, you know, when we first took it over, we ran it as a type of pantry that you came in, checked in, signed in, waited with your order slip. Someone would take it, go in the back part of the warehouse, fill your grocery bags or your boxes, and then you would walk out. It was really a true blessing that we were able to, in July of 17, or 18 rather, July of 18, we were able to bring on a new partner and a new staff person who had lots of years of experience, and it really took us from the come in and get a box of food to what we hoped from the time we had bought it was to turn it into what would look like a grocery store, just to bring back shopping for yourself, the dignity that comes along. So you're really going to get this answer through Dolores Waters, who is, you know, our pantry expert, the person who is helping folks in every facet, and with her responsibility has really made this a grocery store pantry up and until the time, unfortunately, of the COVID-19, and we had to go back to the way that we used to handle it. But we're only there as long as this order is in place for us to make sure we keep everybody healthy. So Dolores can really fill you in on how we grew since 18 and take us to the next step.
All right. So we, like Todd said, I arrived in 2018, and by September we had the self-serve pantry up and running, and we doubled the amount of people that we served within about 10 to 12 weeks. And it just kept on doubling and doubling. We had a growth rate the first year of more than 70% new people that visited us. We have over 700 people in our database before the crisis. On average, 450 visit us in a month's time. We don't require that everyone comes every month like a lot of pantries do. We tell them, come when you need food. That saves on resources, and it's less stressful for the people that we serve to have to keep appointments when they don't really need food. Mm-hmm. So this crisis has just been crazy. It's been crazy. So we've backed up on our hours in order to keep exposure to our volunteers to a minimum. We unfortunately aren't able to serve people through the self-serve. Everyone gets the same food. They pull up into the circle driveway and pop their trunk, and then we put food into their trunk. We have had our phone lines are just crazy, off the hook, people calling. So on our website, if you go to our website, we put a very helpful tool, because a lot of people who aren't in our service area are even reaching out to us. So there's all different ways of food to get, to find in the community. And we have all those listed on our website. If people just go to our website, they should be able to find food somehow, if not through us. And that's what we're here for. Even though you're not in our service area, we want to assist in feeding as many people as we can. So we've been doing some mobile pantries to supplement as well. We did one mobile pantry where 300 people visited. So as of yesterday, we've served over 700 families in the first 2 weeks of April, which is a lot.
Yeah.
And this Friday, we're hosting another mobile pantry where people can come on out. You don't need an appointment. We'll probably be serving at least 300 at that.
And mobile pantry, that's with Gleaners?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
we're hosting a Gleaners mobile pantry on Friday.
Gotcha.
3 to 6.
Okay. And I understand that you've had an addition to the parking lot. Rather
yeah,
large.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, it's when you're thrown into something that you didn't plan, sometimes the best things come out of it. And we were really in need because of the situation of trying to pack similar type grocery bags, trying to get the similar type items out to our guests, it caused us a little issue of storage and space. So we were kindly asking anybody if they knew someone that had a refrigerator freezer truck that we could borrow to get us through this pandemic, we would really truly appreciate it. Well, within 24 hours, we not only had a truck given to us, but we had an even better situation. Dolores had received a phone call from Sysco Foods saying that they had pallets of food that they could give us, and we didn't have the storage space to take it all. So we went, Kim, our facilities manager, went over to Sysco, picked up a couple pallets of food on our truck, and while he was there, made an observation that they had all kinds of freezer, refrigerator trucks sitting on the property. So Zach Peterlin, who owns Peterlin's Restaurant, had a connection to Sysco, as a good friend he is. And through phone call after phone call, we finally hit the right person. And not only did Sysco give us a refrigerator freezer truck the next morning, but they also loaded it with 15,000 pounds of food, which we distributed in about 2.5-3 days. And just this week, they brought out another, I think it was 10,000 pounds, 12,000 pounds, to a value of about $50,000 in food that we then gave to all of those folks that have come through our cares in the past 15 days.
And that's in addition to what the normal food that they would get. So they were thrilled to have that awesome stuff.
We figured most families were probably getting somewhere from the south side of our building on our normal pantry operation. They were probably getting somewhere about 110 to 115 pounds of food. Then they go around to the north side of the property to the trailer and pick up another 100 pounds of food. So a lot of happy people left here that when they first drove up, we're probably pretty worried about how do I continue to feed my family. And there's a lot of worry out there. There's a lot of folks that have never been in the situation, and that accounts for all the new families we've taken in. But the constant thing you keep hearing is thank you, thank you, and I've never been in this situation before.